This is the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome to the Dating and Relationship Show, where we explore the intricacies of modern dating and relationships. I'm your host, Laura Bellotta. Joining me tonight is philanthropist and media personality, Joan Kelly Walker.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, gorgeous. Hi. We are in studio again, guys. Yes.
So and exciting.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you. I put on makeup.
So did I.
Usually I'm in my pajamas at home when we do this.
Me too. How can a medium help you gain closure after losing a partner or loved one? Today we have a special guest joining us, spiritual medium Helen Peacock. Her mission is to bring comfort and validate the love that never ends after someone passes. It's just different. Helen brings her unique insights and experiences in mediumship to help us understand the process of connecting with the other side and gaining closure after the loss of a loved one. We'll be covering a range of fascinating topics, so stay with us. Hello, Helen. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Laura, and thank you for inviting me. Quite excited.
I know, we are too. So I love mediums and I resonate with them very, very much. And I know Joan, you feel the same way as I
do. I'm so excited for today, Helen. Hello.
So we are believers, okay? We are believers. I know there are not many, well, there are many believers, but there are some people that are very skeptical, but hopefully we can turn that around tonight. So what is important for people to know about mediumship, Helen? Are there any common misconceptions that you frequently encounter?
Number one is to believe that you can also have your own connection with loved ones and spirit, that we're all psychic. A lot of people don't believe that.
I love that.
And that you can pick up the phone and just directly make your own call to your loved ones and spirit. So it's a matter of trusting that. It's tapping into your own intuition. And once you build that and trust that, then you can seriously have your own connection with your loved ones and spirit. You don't always need to go to a medium. I've been doing this professionally for about 8 to 10 years now, and that's one of the biggest takeaway that I want for my clients is to make sure that when you leave my space that you can have your very own connection with your loved ones.
Yeah. So
they're not going to stay with me, they're going home with you. I get enough going on.
Wow. So okay, so let's get back to this phone thing. What was that? Can you talk about that a bit more?
Well, that's
more?
What I like to call
it. Because I'd love
it.
To call my mom. I can't tell you how many times a day I pick up the phone. Oh, mom would like to hear this. Let me call my mom. And then I can't. I don't. So can I actually do that?
You know I mean that metaphorically. Right?
Okay. I don't know.
Just to be clear here. Yeah. So it's just a matter.
But what do I do instead? Like I just sort of hit a wall and then I'm like, okay, that was silly. So what do I do?
So it's a matter of setting the intention and creating that space and opening up your heart. So when you drop into your heart and you set the intention, it's like, okay, mom, I'm inviting you into my space. And then just asking, you know, just very simple questions at first to get the feel of her and trusting the first thing that comes to you. And so how spirit likes to communicate, your loved ones, how they like to communicate is through your senses. So it's using your body. And so you will taste, you will hear, you will feel, you will smell everything. And it actually drops in very, very quickly and very subtle. So once you start not acknowledging those signs through your senses, through your body, that's when they decide, okay, she's believing, she's trusting that I am with her. So yeah, let's give her more signs.
I feel like a lot of people get signs and then they just ignore the signs because they are not believers.
100%. Right? 100%.
So do you think spirit keeps trying when people are non-believers?
And that's where you and I were discussing earlier is people think they're hauntings. And it's like, no, it's not. They're just trying to get your attention. And sometimes they will knock, you know, a picture off the wall or they like to play and they may hide your keys, things like that.
I feel that, like, I lose things all the time. Like, I'm like, I swear I put that there.
And especially and if gone. You have a loved one in spirit who was a joker, who loves to play, right? Because the essence of our loved ones, however they were in the physical realm, is how they're going to come through from the spiritual realm, right? So if they were loud, if they were obnoxious, if they swore, I'm going to channel that through. But if they were also very shy, you know, not a conversationalist, very stubborn. If they were like that, they're going to come through that way because that right there is the validation that it's them. It's through the essence of who they are.
Can we get back to the physical sensations? Like, what am I, you know, like Laura said, there's probably a lot of non-believers that miss those signs. How do I get those signs? How do I receive it? Am I looking for, you know, I'm so on pins and needles or shivers or goosebumps?
You just said the word. Signs are not signs if you're looking for them.
Okay, so what do I do?
So signs are signs is when they drop into your energetic field when you least expect it. So say, for example, you're driving in your car and say you have a loved one in spirit who was a heavy smoker and all of a sudden you get that smell of tobacco. It's a very distinct smell. It's very strong. And so all of a sudden you're like, why am I smelling that? Right? Mm-hmm. And so that is them dropping in saying, hey, I'm here. That's in your memory bank. You remember them being a smoker. They're going to give you that smell. And then once you receive it, then you say thank you. Say, oh, I know you're here. You enjoying the ride?
Yeah. And on the way here, I was explaining that experience that I had in my bedroom a few years ago where it felt like somebody had pushed me down and like had a hold on me. And I felt like this warm liquid rushing through my body. And I freaked out at first. And then I had this sense of calm because I had a feeling that it was my grandmother. I almost like felt like I saw her when I looked. I couldn't really look. Like I couldn't turn my head, but I could see from my peripheral vision. And I thought I could see her. And what did you say to me, Helen?
What did I say to you?
You said the first. It's menopause. No. I don't know what happens after that, but you said it's the first thought that you get.
It's the first impression.
Oh, the first impression.
Like, say you have a whole family reunion in spirit, right? And for example, say you find a dime and you're like, okay, who's this from? Which family member is this from? Whoever comes to you first, like whoever is in your mind's eye, you may hear the name, you may feel, you may smell. Whoever is impressed on you first, that's who it is. Now, say you find a dime, and it's that's one of the most popular signs, by the way, from spirit. Because
I see them all the time.
Well, you know,
dimes and feathers.
Well, I'm going to show my age.
I don't see feathers, but I see dimes.
It depends on your beliefs as well, okay. Right? Like, so I'm going to show my age. And so one of the most popular sayings was a penny from heaven. Well, pennies are no longer being circulated in Canada, so we get dimes. So say you find a dime in a very strange place. You're not looking for it. It just appears in your experience. And it's like, well, who is this from? If it's your birthday, guess what? That's from the whole family reunion, right? But if it's just a particular ordinary day, then that's who you go by. It's like, okay. Or who were you thinking of the most that day, right? So it's a matter of the foundation out of all of this is trusting. Once you start trusting, then it's almost like you're just opening up that door. It's just you're allowing more. And the more that you trust, the more that you receive, the more you're going to believe. And that was the foundation for myself is it does not have to make sense to me, none whatsoever, what I'm receiving. None at all. As long as it somehow makes sense to you or to my clients. So,
when I came to you recently, I had a great reading with Helen recently. My mom and I did. And my uncle came forward and you said, oh, I really like his personality. He's quite funny and he's, you know, makes me feel good. And I'm thinking my question to you is how did you know that? Like, what feeling did you get? What does that feel like?
Yeah. So that's what I do is I'm like the observer. I'm always aware. So my senses are usually quite heightened. And so spirit knows that. And I give them permission to blend in with my vessel, with me. I give them that permission. So I can, it's like as if they're blending in with me and I can feel that. And so it's like bringing a character to life to confirm for you, I have them right here. So I liked the feeling of him. It's like you and I, right, Joan? It's like you and I like the connection that we're having. It's the same thing. It's just in a different way. It's just, they're just not here physically.
So what happens if someone comes through in the reading and it's not someone that you want in your vessel, someone that you feel uncomfortable with, someone that's abrasive or, you know, an angry person or someone that you just don't resonate with? What do you do?
Well, that's a good question. So when we cross over, it's actually we get shown our life review. So you get shown everything that you've done, good and bad, to others here, right? And so then they go through this transformation, but everything about them, it becomes all about love. So you're not going to attract an evil person. It does, that changes. if that makes any sense. It just changes. And so I'm not a dark person. I'm from the light. I believe in the light. So I attract who I am. I attract those of the light, right? So I've never really experienced someone that was really, really dark. They may show me their actions that they've done that was considered dark, but the energy won't be dark, if that, do you understand that?
I was at a psychic once, and he said, okay, three people have come through, give me one name. And of course I said my mother's first name, and he said that's good because one of the other people I just was not even comfortable with. And you know, my one question at the end was, who are the other two? And of course I didn't think to, I was so consumed with having a conversation with my mom, which I felt like I was doing. But you know, in that situation, he did feel very uncomfortable with that person.
I have had that. I won't lie. I've had that where I'm just like, there's just something off. Mm-hmm. But it's because they're making me feel that, right? They make me feel that because they just want to get that message across. Yeah, this is how I was, but this isn't necessarily how I am now. So especially if a spirit has crossed over and they've done something to the loved one here in the physical realm, they may show that, they may impress that on me. And I'm like, ooh. And so here's the thing too, is every medium is going to receive differently. And that is because we all have our own personal library.
We need to take a quick break, guys. But after the break, we're going to discuss, or Helen is hopefully going to give us some insight on how she helps people heal after the loss of a loved one. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Dating and Relationship Show. It's Sunday night. I'm Laura Bellotta, your host, with my lovely co-host, Joan Kelly Walker. And we're in the midst of our conversation with Helen Peacock. She's a medium, and we are discussing mediumship and connecting with the spirit world. So let's get right back in, because before the show, you kind of connected with your mom, Joan.
Yes. Yeah, in our last segment. But, you know, my mom is always here. Honestly, I just feel her all the time. She's always there. And I don't know why I get so emotional still. Like, it's been a long time. I accept everything. But that's just,
How do you feel her? And then how do you, and I'm going to ask you that now. How do you feel her?
It's sort of like a, like an internal, like an energy, some kind of like a surge almost.
She has the gift. Mm-hmm. She also has the gift.
We all do. Yeah. Remember that. It's just she trusts it.
Yeah.
And I don't yet, because I feel like I really do have the gift as well.
It's just building it, trusting it.
But how do you do that? Like, this is important. This is a really important conversation. How do you tap into that internal thing that we all have?
It's becoming aware of your own senses, right? So I always tell people to practice. Like, when you smell something, are you really smelling it? Like, when you're looking at a picture, are you looking at the picture? Are you noticing everything? When you're eating something, are you just eating it or are you tasting it? Do you taste the texture? So it's really heightening all your senses, right? And they call them clairs, like it's clairaudient, clairsentient, clairgustine, clairvoyance. So it's building all of those is through your senses. So if you're really aware of your body and pay attention to that, that's what they're going to use. And so when there's something that doesn't feel right for you, and we all have it, it's like you walk into a room, I got this gut feeling, there's something about that person I just do not trust. And so you can also learn from your mistakes. It's like, okay, I didn't listen to my higher self. Oh, I woulda, I shoulda, I coulda, one of those. But you firmly believe, Joan, you know your mom's with you, so you've just made it easier for her. You've opened that door, and she's thanking you right now for making it easier for her to communicate. That's the gift you just give to her.
I love that. Oh, me too. I'm so happy.
She's
that
also
you
showing
came
me the number
today.
12, which indicates to me either something for the month of December, the 12th of the month, or there's a birthday or an anniversary that just passed or is right around the corner. Can you take that?
Her birthday's December.
So coming out.
December 11th.
Which is the 12th of the month, the 12th of the year. So she just showed me that. So I just to validate and to make sure, and you do celebrate her birthday.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I want to ask you, that's amazing. I'm happy. I'm so happy. happy for you. Yes. She's gonna, this just made her day. I know it did.
And she keeps showing me bed sheets.
Did you guys used to fold them together?
Oh, we used to iron. We used to fold. We used to iron tea towels and blue jeans.
Because she's like, there's something, because that's in your library, right? And so she's showing me that. And it's just like, now it's up to me to say, okay, why are you showing me the sheets? And so either she had a unique way of making the bed all the time, a unique way of folding the sheets. But then if that's something that you two did together, she's asking you, always remember the good times, because when you remember the good times of your loved ones, it raises your frequency, raises your vibration. I just got a nudge, Laura, to say to you, one of the reasons why you had me on the show was when it comes to having partners that we're married to, or, you know, doesn't have to be married, but in a long-term relationship, how do we survive when we lose our loved ones in spirit, our partners?
How do we survive?
Yeah, that's the most challenging, is when our loved ones in spirit, like say you have your husband or your wife that passes, and the question is, well, how long do I wait before I move on? How would they feel if I move on? The first thing that your loved ones, your partner in spirit, want you to do is to be happy. Regardless if you're
so hard
even,
to do.
But even if you are, say you love your own company. Like my grandmother, she never dated again. She never went out on dates. It just wasn't her. But she still loved my grandfather very, very much. But she was still happy. Now, but if you are that person, for some reason, I don't know why, but men tend to move on quicker. But that maybe they just
they're not
want,
as empathetic.
Well,
I'm convinced.
Or they have a harder time being alone.
Well, there's that. There's that, right? And so the thing is that when our, say you passed and you're seeing your loved one here in the physical realm, sad, depressed, they're lonely, they're not going out. Would you not want them to move on, to be happy, get on with your life?
Yeah. But it's easier said than done, I think. Like, especially if you lose a child. Like, I'm seeing my brother and his ex grieving right now.
That's a different kind of loss. That's
just
totally different.
And I am an empath, so I just feel it deeply. And I tell you, it just some days I have the worst day. It was his birthday a couple days ago, and he's just down and out, you know? Because it's like, I'm missing my boy. And it's only been, July.
It's still fresh.
So fresh. Yeah. Where did you go? I keep saying that. Where did you go? Come talk to me. That's why Joan and I want to really, you know, learn how to be able to read energy like yourself.
Well,
Joan's way ahead of me, by the way.
So Joan,
I've got more work to do.
Maybe you can give me some insight. And that is, I'm putting together an online course to teach my clients how you can have your own connection with your loved ones.
We love it.
We're signing up. We are number one and two.
Okay.
On
well, we're going to be her promoters.
But, and yes. It's not just about mediumship. Oh, I want to be a reader now. It's having your own connection with your loved ones and, you know, building your intuition. And how do you move forward in life by trusting your intuition?
Yeah.
Number one thing, I always say your number one rule is you learn your intuition through your mistakes. That's the best way to learn is through your mistakes.
I agree with
and
that.
And then you start catching on. It's like, okay, I'm not going to do that again because this is what I should have done. You know, it's like saying, for example, you know, when you're about to walk out that door and you're like, okay, something's telling me I need a sweater, but it's 100 degrees outside, so I'm not going to bring that sweater. And then you end up at some event or some building and the air conditioner's blasting, right? And you've got the chills and you just can't get warm. It's like, oh, I should have brought my sweater. That's your higher self. That's your intuition was trying. And it's very subtle. Very, very subtle. So that's what I'm saying is you listen to that inner voice.
One question before the break. You know, a lot of times people don't have that chance to get closure, to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. How do you think that your practice helps bring people that closure that they need and probably want?
That usually comes through a lot from spirit. And what they'll do is they'll bring their energy around my throat area and it'll be like this. And I'll say,
You're doing this, but nobody can see that,
right?
on the radio.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of crossing my throat.
She's doing this. She's like, she's almost like, I don't know.
It's like, you know why? Because I feel like I'm on a Zoom call, right? So they'll bring their energy around my throat area, which indicates to me lack of communication, miscommunication, words left undone. Usually it's words left undone because especially if it was a very quick passing, they weren't able to say goodbye. And then the clients are like, I woulda, I shoulda, I coulda. What could I have done to prevent that? And so, you know, the loved ones in spirit know all this. And it's like, you weren't able to say goodbye. That's right, I wasn't. Well, they know this. They want you to release that and let that go because they know all your thoughts. They know everything you're thinking.
We need to take a quick break, guys. We're going to continue this enlightening conversation right after the break. Stay with us.
Listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show on AM 640 Toronto. I'm Laura Bellotta, your host, with Joan Kelly Walker tonight and spiritual medium Helen Peacock. Let's get back at it, girls. What a great show.
Thank you.
Like, honestly.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. Okay, I have a million questions, one of which is, how close of a person does it have to be for you to call on them from the other side? Like, when I had my most recent reading, three people came through. One of them I know was my mom. I don't know who the other two were, but I was like, oh, maybe it was my friend Ben. Maybe it was this person. Maybe.
And sometimes it's somebody that is not even tied to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, they just want to get a message to somebody else through you. Yeah.
And I warn my clients of that. I prepare them and say, just so you know, there's a possible chance where you may be a messenger for someone else.
Yeah.
And you do not have to know that loved one that's dropping in. You know their loved one here in the physical realm. So what I've been noticing lately is, you know, if it's your birthday coming up, or like not your birthday, but say Laura, I'm giving you a reading right now.
Mm-hmm.
And say it's Joan's birthday coming up. And her mom may come through in the session and say, can you wish Joan happy birthday? Can you let Joan know that I'm around her? Can you let Joan know that I, you know, tip the picture over to the left?
Yes.
You know, things like that. And so, and because I'm open to that as well. So they're seeing an opportunity and they're going to drop in.
Interesting.
Also, we don't call on spirit coming through.
They just show up.
It's who needs to come through, not who you want to come through. And when they do come through, it's things that you need to know, not what you want to know.
But sometimes strangers come through. I've had readings before where I'm like, I can't make sense of any of this.
And if they are strangers, then it means you're somehow connected in that 6 degrees of separation.
And once that did happen, and it was a girl that got murdered.
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. And I knew her cousin, and she had to get a message out that there was a snuff film involved in her murder. And when I told her cousin that, she just started bawling. And this lady, this clairvoyant medium, she met me online on Instagram, and she said, I need to gift you a session. I said, really? Okay. And I missed the first one. She said, no, my guides are saying I need to gift you a session. So this girl came through. I didn't know who she was. And then I started putting the pieces together because my friend Carol, like, we would have conversations about her. Natelle, yeah, her name was Natelle Young or something. Yeah, she was murdered. She was a soft porn actress. She went to Pennsylvania.
So was there a snuff film? Supposedly,
I don't know, but she was trying to tell me where it was. And she was giving me a description of the place and everything. And I said, I'm the wrong person for this, so let me get in contact with Carol. Carol was bawling. She said, oh, we knew that there was a snuff film, but we didn't have any evidence. And so it was quite remarkable. And then when people argue with me about, like, the non-believers and, oh, they Google this and they Google that, I'm thinking, you know what? Like, just stop being ignorant about it. Mm-hmm. It irritates me. I was like, I've had experiences. You have not.
Yeah.
So you know what? Let me just, you know, believe if I want to. You believe in what you believe in, and I believe in what I believe in.
We're not here to change anybody.
Right? Yeah.
So, Laura, do you mind if I ask about the reading that you had with your nephew who passed in July? Did he come through? Was it comforting? What was that experience like?
It was comforting.
No, I don't remember, right?
You don't remember any of it?
I don't remember my sessions. Start talking and let's see if maybe, what's his first name?
I don't know if I want to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
Just because family is still grieving. And
totally get
but
it.
Did you find some comfort?
I did find some comfort. I did because, well, you kind of channeled him a little bit, remember, this summer?
Yeah.
And then when I went to see Helen, because I think our biggest concern was the way he passed, he drowned. And so we felt like he wouldn't be accepting of that. And he was full of life and he just wanted to experience everything. And we feel that maybe, or we did feel that he was stuck somewhere and that he wasn't happy. And ultimately, that's what we want. We just want him to be happy. You know, because I feel like we are all going to go to that place and we will connect again. I truly believe that. But is he happy right now?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like some people get stuck. Do they not?
They can, because they don't want to go to the light. They don't want to move on. But if I connected with him the way that I did, he's not stuck.
Okay. So you can't connect with people that are stuck?
I've never been in that situation. I've never had that. So on a soul-to-soul level, maybe, but to be honest, no, I haven't had that.
But then you also believe in reincarnation.
Absolutely.
And that's the part that gets me. I don't know if I do believe in reincarnation, but we were going to have a past life regression person on this show, and we haven't yet. But maybe
I
we should
to facilitate it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
All right. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, because I strongly feel that we are being guided, that we have to learn to live in the moment, to be present, and not to focus on the past, and not to put fear or focus into the future. It's learning to be in the now. And so where we are in the now, that becomes our reality for tomorrow, and not living in the past.
Do you believe in past life?
Well, I would think a past life regression would be more of a, like not a novelty, but just a learning and a curiosity. And
that I get.
Yeah, I don't think I would change the way that I'm living my life. Mm-hmm. And I certainly wouldn't, you know, have different expectations for my future based on it. But I think it is super, well, it's certainly interesting and causes a lot of curiosity.
Okay. But we've lived many, many, many lifetimes.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Dating and Relationship Show. We hope that our discussion with Helen Peacock has shed some light on the world of mediumship and how it can bring closure to those who seek it. Where can people get a hold of you? Like, I know that you have a few events coming up, and
very
if
quickly,
somebody wants a reading.
I'm very easy to find. Yeah, you can reach me at helenpeacock.ca. I do have two events coming up, one in November and one in December. It's a little store called Nature Spirit, so it's an intimate group reading. I do those events once a month, and so the first one's November 8th and the other one's December 6th. So
I love it.
That's for the end of this year.
Okay. And Joan, where can people get a hold of you?
My new website, joankellywalker.com, or Instagram, Joan Kelly Walker Official.
And for myself, it's Official Laura Bellotta on TikTok, Instagram. And of course, if you want to, you know, watch or listen to past shows, can't watch us yet. Hopefully one day you can.
Because we're pretty fabulous.
You can find us on the Global News Radio, a 640 Toronto website as well. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. And that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Ciao for now.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.